Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mornings with Love and Action with Ken Tuck of Love and Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. And now, here is Ken Tuck.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. Glad you're with us today. Hope your weekend is going great. This morning, I have my brothers back with me, Cody Kirchhoff from the Harbor, and Jeff Peacock from The Ark. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning we're going to talk about things that God's doing in downtown Dothan through each of these ministries and some events coming up that all of you can come out and get involved in and worship the Lord together with us and just be a part of what God's doing downtown. So I guess, guys, let's first talk about those events that are coming up. Jeff, we have the crosswalk coming up, and the Ark has been doing that for, gosh, how many years now?
I think, I know 35 plus years.
Wow.
Robert Grice was one of the guys who was in on that. I think Tom Anderson, George Ellison, Travis Free are some of the guys that are still around that help out with that, that are doing it now that were doing it way back then.
Right.
And then, so we're just trying to continue that on, like to see more people come out and get involved. Saba has jumped in this year with us and sponsored it along with Love and Action and the Harbor. And so, you know, we're really excited about the crosswalk and just a great opportunity to go out and celebrate Good Friday and you know, really reflect on what it cost Christ to carry that cross.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll start at First Methodist. Meet at 11. The walk will start at 11:30. We will walk all the way to the Civic Center. And then this year, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have lunch served after a short praise and worship time. And I believe it's Albert Williams is going to be leading us in a word to get us started for lunch. And so we're excited. It's going to be just going to be a great, great event. So we'd really like to have a lot of people come out.
Well, it's going to be a great event, Jeff. Appreciate you having us involved. This year, we're looking forward to being part of it. And Cody, over on 320 North Foster Street, we have Foster Fest coming up next month, May the 3rd, and we're going to be doing something that night.
Yeah, May the 3rd, Friday night, as everybody comes out to Foster Fest, first Friday of the month. Head on up to the harbor, just on the north side of where everything is going on. Harbor's going to be open that night. Love and Action's going to be there with their food trailer. We're going to be, Grandview Baptist is going to be there grilling a whole lot of hamburgers and hot dogs, and we'll have sides and fixings to go with it. Then we'll be serving that out of the Love and Action food trailer, and we'll be having some worship going on inside the harbor. The harbor farm, the Tower Garden's going to be open. Be able to show people that and get ways to get involved. And so just a good stop to swing on by, whether you're on your way heading down to Foster Fest or you're leaving to head back home after it. Come on down to the harbor and get to know the harbor, get to know Love and Action a little bit, and meet some great people and have some fellowship. So a great night coming up.
Yes, and anytime you got food, it's going to be a good thing, right?
It's going to be good food always.
And then the next day, Saturday, May 4th, we're going to have the Homeless Connect. Southeast Alabama Coalition for the Homeless has the Homeless Connect twice a year, and Saturday, May 4th, is going to be the first one of this year. So, Cody, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, super excited. This year, Homeless Connect, meaning we're developing relationships, creating that safe place for those who are homeless that we can just make strides in their lives and help with immediate needs and long-term goals. And really to find those, especially that are in unwanted homelessness, that key word unwanted, that desperately desiring a life that's different than what they're having, but just really need some hand-ups to really, really, really help with that. And so Seach's goal is to end unwanted homelessness in the Wiregrass, and this Connect is a giant part of that. It takes the community, connects with those who are homeless. So right now, as we speak, we are out in the community going, signing people up, meeting people that are living in homelessness, finding needs. Hopefully that connects even further, that we can identify maybe different resources, or maybe we identify talents, or maybe they're just needing an ID or whatever that may be. So we're going to connect and be able to help navigate them through that. And then on that Saturday, May 4th, that the day we ask the community to be really involved. The event starts at 7 a.m. in the morning in between Main Street and Hammond Street, right behind Wiregrass 211. It's an early morning, but we have breakfast and coffee yes. and lots of snacks, and it's an incredible yeah. morning. You can come out. Any age is welcome to come out, from little children to any age, any ability. Come out, and the first about an hour and a half, we'll be unloading our Covan trailer that's back there for Siege, and we'll be unloading all the supplies and sorting and getting things completely set out. Things that, you know, non-perishable foods and hygiene items, clothing items, shoes and summer gear, plus all the camping items type things that we need if somebody is unsheltered, from tents to sleeping bags, camping stoves to propane bottles to ponchos and camping chairs and on the list goes. And then we'll take all the pre-filled out sheet, as we've connected with people this month leading up to it. We'll take those and we'll begin to have volunteers fill those needs based upon the sheets of those individuals or those families. And then following that first hour and a half, when we do get all the giant, call it provision and survival bags, once we get those filled out, we'll be able to take it right back out, further connect with those individuals. The individuals have given us their geographic location, where they'll be at that day. We'll take it right back out for another way to bless and connect. It's just an incredible, incredible event. So we ask for any church group, a youth group, any kind of group to come on out, a business, your business, or a family, come on out and serve that day, 7 o'clock in the morning. You can serve that first shift 7 to 8:30 if you'd like to help pack and really make sure the bags are ready to go. If you want to head on out into the community, into these areas that maybe some of the homeless are living, 8:30 to 10 is that time frame. Once again, lots of goodies and snacks and breakfast. And this year, though, is a little bit more special. The Homeless Connect has been going on for over a dozen years here in Dothan. But this year, we're teaming with Comcast Cares. That's a division of Comcast that is a community and service-based part of their company. And every year they do, and they partner with different organizations to really give back to the community. This year, Comcast Cares is co-sponsoring it with us. And SEACH, that Southeast Alabama Coalition for the Homeless, will be blessed financially for every single volunteer that helps on that day of service. And that amount is upwards of $15 or more for every single volunteer. And what that's going to do for SEACH is up the resources that we have to be able to collaborate further with ministries and all that's going on in this. First time this has ever happened, Comcast Care is going to be fantastic and part of it. But all this time now leading up to the Homeless Connect, we need you stopping by 211 and bringing your donations. As I said, camping stoves and sleeping bags and camping mats and bottled water, non-perishable food items, tents, propane bottles, hygiene items, on and on, shoes and t-shirts. Going into the summertime, we need all kinds of shoes and t-shirts for individuals. Anything you think you would need as daily living supplies. And bring those by anytime leading up till May 4th, right to 211. We'll get it right into the trailer. But each person, not only that serves on May 4th, but anybody that donates up to all these days are also counted in that Comcast Cares count, and we'll get a financial donation for that too. This is going to be the biggest and greatest stand down that we've had to date. Comcast Cares and the SEACH 2019 Spring Connect. Excited for what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's really incredible that Comcast has come along like this, and awesome sponsorship and providing funds that's greatly needed. And so some things that I really enjoy about the Connect, one is how much the community gets involved. Yeah. The community always just pours out for this with donations and as well as volunteering. And then what's also cool is the community gets to see what happens behind the scene, and that's all of us working together with SEACH, all the organizations involved with SEACH. We're working together all the time in the background, and now people get to see it firsthand, all of us working together, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and be a part of it, and that's the cool thing about it, just, you know, with the name being Connect now, the community actually gets an opportunity to connect with the people that are in need. I think it's a really great opportunity to serve, and really a great opportunity to connect with our homeless population and serve our homeless population and minister to their needs. So it's a cool event.
It is. It is. Again, that's May the 4th, starting at 7 a.m. Come on out and join us, and also bring those donations to Wiregrass 211 leading up to that time. Well, guys, we have the blessing to see God doing some incredible things in downtown Dothan with the homeless and those who are just living in poverty. And we get to work together in that process as well, and that's such a blessing. But let's update people on what's going on within our ministries and what God's doing, any projects that are going on we need to talk about and let people know about. Jeff, let's start over at the ARC.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot of things going on at the ARC right now, some exciting things. We are getting really, really close to getting this commercial kitchen kicked off. It's been a project that we've been working on for about 6 or 7 months. It feels like 6 or 7 years. but we are really close to really having a new kitchen, new cafeteria, which if anybody's out there has been to the ARC, they've seen our kitchen. They know what a big deal this is. It's a really big deal for us, and it's going to allow us to really take care of the needs of our residents. We're pushing close to around 50 residents right now on the men and women side, so it's something that we really need. We're supposed to get our engineering plans, electrical engineering plans for our third floor apartments by the end of this week, so that project's really been at a standstill for a little while, so we've been waiting on those, and it'll really kick off with a lot of things going on the third floor, so we're excited about that. And then also, we've just purchased a new, or the old Payless shoe store, which is two doors down from the ARC, and we're getting ready to move our Hammond store up there, so just a lot of exciting things going on, just really cool. I think one of the coolest things, you know, that I've seen is we just, even more, it seems like the more each and every week that we go into this thing, we see more and more cooperation, more and more, you know, people helping. And so it's just it's a blessing to see the community really rally around, not just what's going on at the ARC or at the Harbor at Love and Action, but even around SEACH. You know, and with the Homeless Connect that's coming up, I mean, there are a lot of organizations that are going to be a part of that, and it's just really cool to see everybody come together and work together. But a lot of cool things going on at the ARC, and, you know, we can't do it without, you know, everybody's thoughts, prayers, and help. So just thanks to everybody that's been a part of it, and hope to continue to see people come out and see people saved and see people's lives transformed, and continue to see cooperation between all the organizations and ministries.
Amen, and that's what it's all about, seeing people come to Christ. And for the thrift stores, mm-hmm. People can donate furniture and clothing and all kind of household items. How do they go about doing that?
Well, we try to make it as easy as possible. They'll be able to drop off at our thrift store on Ross Clark Circle beside Dirt Cheap. They could drop it off at 475 West Main. They'll soon be able to drop off donations at the new Payless, the old Payless, the new thrift store that we're getting ready to open May 1st. Or they can call 794-7223. It's 79 Grace, and we'll schedule a pickup. You know, we can come by and pick it up. So we want to make it easy to give, and that's a big part of our ministry is, you know, the revenue that are raised through the thrift store. So it's a big deal.
And Cody, at the Harbor, a lot of exciting things going on there as well.
Yeah, you know, to piggyback off of our good friend here, Jeff, with the ARC, we're really excited about the partnership with Transitional Living. We are continuing to see more guys. We have coming up currently right now our first ARC women to ever move into the Harbor Life program. So they've graduated their classes in the ARC, their discipleship classes. They're going to be getting jobs, and now they're moving under our spiritual covering in Harbor Life. And so that's just a giant step of, you know, Jeff, how many times did we talk about, oh, Lord, we need a women's center. Yeah. We need a women's center. We need a women's center.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, how this came about with women's center, and now to see we have two going into the Harbor Life program, and so they're going to be out with ministry with us and training them and helping subsidize their rent as they're getting their jobs and becoming self-sustaining, self-sufficient again. Really, really cool.
And both of the ladies finished their discipleship classes this week.
Yeah.
And so they're getting ready for jobs, have a lot of, I think they've had some interviews already. So they're getting ready to transition into jobs. And so it's just a really, really cool thing, because these are the first two ladies that have completed our discipleship since we opened the center. So it's really cool to see them transition into Harbor Life and for the Harbor kind of, you know, take ownership of their discipleship, and really just a cool thing. And again, it just goes to speak more about the, you know, the cooperation. And one thing I think is we celebrate the ladies and the men who do make it, but sometimes they don't make it for whatever reasons, you know, if they may relapse or whatever. And one of the cool things that I think, you know, the community ought to know about as well, and this has happened a lot lately, we've had, I guess over the past couple months, a couple of guys that were dismissed for whatever reason. But what we're seeing now is, because we're building relationships with Love in Action, because we're building relationships with Harbor, what we're seeing is when the guys are dismissed from our program, they're actually going to Harbor and Love in Action for help and saying, hey, look, I messed up. I know I can't stay at the ARC for whatever reason, but you know what? I don't want to go back to the streets. Can you help me? And, you know, I know that we've just had a guy that both of you guys, you know, this guy messed up. He was unable to, he made some poor choices. It cost him, you know, his opportunity to continue in our program. But we were able to get him over to the Love in Action in the Harbor. And then from there, Cody, you were able to help get this guy into another program. And so the cool thing is, normally when people crash out of our program, the first thing we see them is, you know, their picture that's posted on the, you know, Dothan PD for drug use or alcohol use or something like that. But this guy, you know, didn't do it this time. He went for help. We were able to get him in another program, and hopefully he can learn from, you know,
love that, you know, example, because that's God's grace.
Yes.
A second chance, another opportunity, and to be able to, he just kept saying, I just want to build off of what God already started. Yeah. You know, and then God's going to finish that work. So just excited. And I think that is a monumental moment that has happened here in these ministries, and I believe in the landscape of this city, when we have people that are not so down that they just want to quit and throw everything away, but they truly believe that God's going to finish that good work.
Oh, exactly.
And so that's the exciting part.
And when he came in here, he was down and he regretted. But I asked him, I said, if something big like this would have happened before you entered the ARC and started going through the program there, what would you have done? He said, oh, I would have immediately gone out and started drinking again. I said, what did you do this time? He said, well, I went to Cody. And then I come to see you. I said, that's awesome. That's what we need to, where we need to go from there. And it's awesome to see him saying, as Cody mentioned, I don't want to go back. I want to go forward.
Yeah, and this is not just isolated to this individual. Recently, we were able to get him in another program. But, you know, there were two other guys that made some mistakes that we were able to work with and actually help them get back in the program and really continue on their journey, that are going to make it. I believe they're going to make it. And so being able to exercise grace, but also, you know, being able to see God work in a man's life or a lady's life that, you know, before is just totally chaotic. And so, but something a bad decision leads to just drug use or substance abuse or, you know, domestic violence or an arrest. Now, you know, seeing the fruit of God working in someone's life where they're saying, you know what, I don't want to go back to that. I've tasted a little bit of what it could be like, and so I don't want to go back to the chaos. I want to enter into a new life and making mistakes, but then turning around and, you know, learning from those mistakes and not bouncing back into that world of chaos. I think it's just a cool fruit that we see from working together.
Well, and I think that working together, the amazing thing about it is these might be residents that are staying at the Ark, but Ken and I know them by first name.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we are so tight spiritually and in oneness. And so what happens is they do know where to go. And they know who is around. And there's all these great stories now that even though they have left, they're finding a new niche and finding a new home. Or we have to tighten up things, but we all can do that. We're saying, hey, okay, you're getting readmitted into this program, but here's some things happening. And they're desiring that. They're wanting that. They don't want to let that pass by. But I think that's because of the closeness with all of us that we can, you know, they're not just a number.
Yeah,
they're not just person that was going into a program, but these are brothers and sisters in Christ who life has been pretty stinking hard. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you think about it, you know, in school, you know, you had a teacher that was on you. You had a coach that was on you. You had your parents that was on you. Guess what? You needed all those people that knew you by first name. Mm-hmm. And for some of these, this is first time in their life they've actually had people literally caring about their spiritual development and telling them, hey, God has so much for you. Just keep believing that.
Yeah, and it is awesome. See, and we see Jesus did the same thing for his disciples. How many times did those guys mess up?
Oh, yeah.
And he kept, he stayed on them, as you said, Cody. And it is awesome seeing it happen because that's just part of the transformation.
Yeah,
there's going to be times we're going to mess up in life, but we see God's grace comes in and God's forgiveness enters into our lives. And we can take that into anybody's lifestyle, no matter if they're homeless or not. We all need God's grace, and it is awesome seeing that take place. But Cody, what else at the Harbor?
You know, that's just been a real neat piece of that. You know, we continue to saturate the streets. We're doing two worship services indoors on Wednesdays and Saturday nights, and then we're doing three still outdoors. And then we do 5 days of street ministry a week. And so that's just us constantly out in the community. What we're seeing is just more and more we see that openness because of that trust and that safety of, I want to give my life to the Lord. I want to give my life to the Lord. Can't even, it's getting to the point where, you know, it is like Acts 2:47 daily.
Right.
The
right.
number was added to those being saved. We are daily seeing those being saved. And that's that incredible first step of that turnaround in life. And we just believe continues hitting the streets. Ken, you're hitting the streets. Jeff, the Ark guys and gals, they go out with us.
Yeah.
And they learn ministry and they're out with us doing that. So excited for that and what's going on and just the partnerships in the city of how that's taking place. And we're gearing up for the summer. We love the summer at the Harbor because we get all kinds of youth groups and church groups and people to come. And so all you youth pastors out there, head on down to the Harbor because we want to get those students out on mission. We can go around the globe or we can go right here as well. And we want to get them out on the streets. And it's not just that we want to train and equip them, we do, but we also want your partnership because we reach more and more and seeing lives come to Christ. So we gear up for the summer, excited for what's going to take place. Wired
coming
this summer, you know, excited for that. So lots of incredible, you know, that's a tiny snippet of what's going on, but just excited for what God's doing.
It is, and God is doing a great work in downtown Dothan, and just want to piggyback on what Cody said. Come out and see what God is doing. And, you know, it's awesome when we read the book of Acts and we see that people are being saved daily. And, we get excited about that. But it's happening here. It's happening here in Dothan. You know, we've seen it happen overseas. Every time we go overseas, it's people are getting saved daily, and there's a great move of God. And our prayer ever since 2012 was, Lord, let that happen here. And we're seeing it happen now. And that, you know, people, we're baptizing people almost every week. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's awesome. And so if you, you want to see what God is doing in Dothan, you got to come out. You got to come out at any of these ministries and be a part of what God is doing. So we have the Homeless Connect coming up on the 4th of May. We're going to have the Foster Fest over at the Harbor on the 3rd of May. And then on the 19th of April, coming up this coming Friday, Good Friday, Jeff will have the crosswalk.
That's right. Looking forward to it. It's going to be, we got a lot of stuff going on in a short amount of time.
We really do. And praise God for each and every opportunity, because each and every opportunity, our prayers to point people to Christ. And we appreciate everybody joining us this morning. And Jeff, I'm going to ask you if you would close us out in prayer today.
Hey, I'd absolutely love to. Let's pray. Father, we do just give you praise, Lord. You are so good and you are so holy, and we are just so thankful and so blessed that you love us so much, Father. And we're just thankful for, Lord, your unconditional love and your unconditional grace. And Lord, how you just reach down into our world and you care. And so, Father, I just pray for Ken, Lord, I just thank you for him. What a wonderful blessing he is to our community. And Lord, for Love and Action, I pray that you continue to bless them, Lord. And I pray that you would continue to use them to point people to you. And with the Harbor, Lord, I just pray for Cody and all of their staff as well. And pray that you would just have your hand upon that ministry. Lord, do the same with the Ark and the staff there. And then all of the people, Lord, that you send to us, Lord, I pray that even as we're praying now, you'd be preparing hearts for our hearts and the people's hearts that you are going to send to us, Lord. I pray that you would just prepare their hearts, Lord, and that, Lord, that we would just have a divine connection, a divine meeting, Lord, that would point them to you. And Lord, we know that you are the answer to the world's problems, Lord. You are the solution. And Lord, we just give you praise, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. I pray for all the events coming up, the crosswalk, Father. I just pray for that. And Lord, for the outreach at Foster Fest, Lord. I pray for the Homeless Connect. All of these things, Lord, I just ask that you would just bless and anoint them, Father, that you would just use them to glorify you and your kingdom, and Lord, that there would be souls that are reconciled. So we just give you praise, we give you thanks, we love you. Just ask that you would just be with us as we go throughout the day and throughout the week, and we just give you thanks. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Jeff and Cody, for joining us this morning. Pray all of you have a great week coming up, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to Sunday Mornings with Love and Action with Ken Tuck from Love and Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. To find out more about Love and Action Ministries, go to their website, loveandactionministries.com, or on Facebook.